Afternoon and welcome to the Weekend Insider. We're back after a, I would say a week-long break, but it wasn't really a break, was it? It was a heavy stag do in Dublin and a little trip to the Curragh. I don't know about you boys, but I'm still kind of feeling the effects of it.
Yeah, we've just been saying, haven't we? It's been a slower week than normal.
Yeah. I mean, Monday was an absolute write-off for me. The laptop didn't get open Monday.
Monday was a long day. Monday was a long day. I've slowly come round now.
They're both just ready for the weekend again,
Dave. Ready for the weekend, yeah.
That's a coincidence, isn't it? It's Friday and come round.
It's funny that it's normally about 3 o'clock, isn't it? We find you in the pub, Dave. Actually, you haven't got any clients listening, have you, mate? Five o'clock.
Yeah, five bells normally, yeah.
So on to last week, we a nice little winner there, 9-4 winner, Coxie.
Yeah, it won well as well. So I think you were on separate flights from us, weren't you? So we just arrived in Dublin, and I think you were in the airport when that won. So that was a great way to start the day, for subscribers. And I think I was confident that the double was going to land then, and. It was just one of those races. The second one, it just blew out. It finished last. There was something wrong with it. You know, I think it's soon that it'd be like that to finish second. Yeah. Thanks. So I think at least we know it didn't just get beat on ability. There was something wrong. I think I'd sooner have it come last injured than get beat on the nod. But the first one won dead easy. It won absolutely cantering. So I was made up with that.
Yeah.
Curragh was a struggle, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what's funny as well? No, when you look back, I think maybe we were trying to be a bit too clever because the first four favourites all won at the Curragh. And then the fifth one, we had the favourite came second.
It's about right, isn't it? It's about right.
We were waiting on it for the big double, do you remember?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had the last race there that kind of saved my day, really. I picked a 12-1 winner in the last, so that kind of saved me. I think one at Lasbury was with Oliver. He got 18-1 on course on it.
Yeah. And Franny's brother Steve won quite a few quid on that one as well, if you remember.
Yeah. So it was good. But all in all, a good weekend anyway, wasn't it? And like you say, the subscribers got a nice little winning tip there at 9-4, so you'd be happy with that. And Dave, with the football, we was nearly there with the football and all, weren't we, mate?
Yeah, four games. Both teams to score. Six out of the eight teams scored. The other two were 2-0. The away teams didn't score.
That's unlucky. So, I was just thinking there, it's for anyone who hasn't been, it's worthwhile highlighting how good the Curragh is as a race course.
Brilliant, yeah.
Fantastic. They looked after us brilliantly well. The atmosphere was great.
Did look after as well. You mean we went the bar every 5 minutes?
No, I'm talking about when in the parade ring and looking after do you know what I mean? Sort of when we got up close and personal and that. And I think it's definitely a course I'd go back to again.
It's completely different from anywhere in England, I think.
It was so relaxed, wasn't it?
It was a big meeting. It was like, it was dead relaxed and nice and good, wasn't it?
And good.
It was very nice, very good.
Chris, you should do the marketing for them. Come the Curragh, it's nice and good.
Well, I'm in. Where do I sign up?
You're a marketer's dream, Chris.
I tell you what,
you know, it has been said before.
We know the fella as well who can come and do the song for them, don't we? Yeah, we met in Benidorm last year. Very good.
So that's our subscribers got a nice little win there. If you're not sure how to subscribe, you head over to weekendinsider.co.uk. It's just £10 a month, and your first month is free. And we did also see last weekend
What?
What did we see, Chris?
A splinter group. Oh. The weekend outsiders.
Oh, that was superb.
We were trying to pitch in on our success.
I hope Dougie and Darren are watching this today. Because let's be honest, it was so funny, that one. It was.
Yeah. The weekend. So look out for them. If you receive any marketing tips from the weekend, and it's outsiders, it's just a spoof of us, so don't take them on.
Hey, guys.
On to this week. There's a load of sports. I've just got the cricket on now. I actually thought England were going to smash these today, and they're struggling a bit. Watching it here. This is a bizarre interview. So they could have interviewed anybody in the stadium, but they've gone up on a roof outside of Headingley and interviewing a fella in an England shirt sat on his roof, on like on his house roof. Have you got it on? Or are you like doing work and stuff?
Working that.
All right, okay.
Do you want to give us a live score update though, Chris?
Yeah, England are 107 for 5.
That's not great, is it?
No, it's not good. I had a bet on Johnny Bairstow to be top run scorer for England. He was out after 11 or something. So that's not good. Currently, Stokes is on bat with 15 from 43 balls. So onto this week. Nice bit of sport. You said the British Grand Prix's on. That's on. Super League's on. The Ashes is throughout this weekend.
Some good fixtures in the Super League tonight, isn't there, Chris?
Such a tough round, this one. I was having a look before. I have got a couple of ones I fancy, but it's tough. It's proper tough. But we'll see where we go. Nice bit of racing as well. Haydock's on as well, isn't it?
Yes. Haydock and Sandown's good. Yeah,
that's good. And Dave,
we've had a Wimbledon tip coming in straight away.
Niall, yeah.
Alcaraz to win Wimbledon.
I think he's favourite though, is he? Oh no, Djokovic is favourite, isn't he?
Yeah. We'll get the odds up. We'll get the odds up for Niall as Chris is speaking.
And it's also the under-21s final as well tomorrow, isn't it? 5 o'clock.
Well, that's going to be my football, Chris, for the listeners.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that because I've got a thought on that as well. Yeah, I bet it's the same as me, but. Well, yeah. you can guess mine. Anyway, so let's may as well start with this week then, aren't we? There's loads of stuff to go through. So, Dave, you may as well kick us off with the football then, mate.
Yeah, okay. So, as I say, it's the under-21s Euro final. It's actually Channel 4 have just bought the rights for it to show it live. They tried to buy the semi-final, but they didn't get it in time. They signed for the final because it was on UEFA TV. I've been watching it. You can download that app, by the way. I don't know if you knew or the listeners know. It's just UEFA, and it's just a live stream of the games. So it's free to download.
Stream of Sepp Blatter. Just sat there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can. That was a good joke, that, Chris. You can... download that to watch it. But
it was a slow burner, that joke.
I tell you what, if I'd have said that last Saturday, you'd have been falling about after 15 pints.
That's because I'd have 15 pints down my neck.
So go on. Oh, did you say Alcaraz 3-1 there, Wimbledon?
Yeah, there he is, mate. Yeah, 3-1 to win Wimbledon.
So
that might get you out of jail, might it? Is that better? That's got to be better.
It's all right. I'm just a bit tired this morning, Chris, for these jokes.
I know, Chris, you're getting met by tumbleweeds here at the moment.
That was a good one, that Alcaraz.
Yeah. So it's England and Spain, 5 o'clock kickoff on Saturday evening. England, it's the best two sides in the tournament. Looking at it, you'd really fancy England. They've not conceded a goal in a tournament. They won all three group games 2-0. The quarterfinal against Portugal was closer. They won 1-0. And then they did get the best draw they could have hoped for in the semis, Israel. And they dispatched them 3-0 pretty easily. Spain, on the other hand, they won in the group. They won 1-0, 3-0, and they drew the last group game 2-0 with Ukraine, but they actually beat a good Ukraine side from what I've watched in the tournament, 5-1 in the semi-final. So that for me England haven't conceded, but I think Spain are a much better team than the ones they've faced so far. The last time they met was in 2011, so obviously we can't go off form on that. That was 12 years ago. That was 1-1. But I'm going for a draw. I think it's going to be a score draw. If I'd say anything, I would actually go for 1-1, the same result as 12 years ago, just because the best team, it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight. 0-0 or 1-1 for me. So I've got a bet builder for this, and my first selection is just going to be a draw, and it's pretty good odds at 9-4, I think.
Yeah. Totally agree with you, Dave. I was, before you spoke, when I mentioned about the final there, I was going to say I'll be backing on draw all day. And I was thinking 1-1 as well. Get a decent price as well, won't you? 1-1.
Do you know what? You take the World Cup final out of the equation because that was just a one-off. How many times do we say about when it gets to a final, they're always disappointing, they're always cagey affairs? You know, you look at the Champions League final, it was awful in the end, wasn't it? And everyone was expecting this unbelievable performance from City and goals galore everywhere. And
it should have been a draw if it wasn't for that horrendous miss at the end into Milan. So that, again, it was really tight, wasn't it? So
Yeah. So finals tend to go like that, don't they?
Yeah. So that's the first selection of this 12-1 bet builder. And there's only four selections. That's the first one. My next three selections are just three players to have a shot on target. The first one is Gordon. So he's playing up. He's not playing up front. So England are playing in this tournament, apart from one game, they're playing without actual out-and-out strikers because they've only got Cameron Archer and Maduke, who are the out-and-out strikers, but they tend to play with Smith Rowe and Gordon as, like, not actual attackers, but they all, you know, come together.
It's like that old Spanish formation, isn't it, with the false number nine and that?
Yeah, similar. Yeah, I'd say
I'm so. I'm sure it was Fabregas that played that, wasn't it? When they played up front there. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, probably was. So my first player to have a shot on target is Gordon. He scored two in the tournament so far, and he scored four in qualifying. So, he does get forward. I actually had him first scorer the other day, and we got a penalty, and he had it in his hand to take it, and the commentator went, oh, he's giving it Morgan Gibbs-White. So he had the ball to take the pen, and he gave it to Gibbs. Honestly, the look I have on scorers when they take the penalties is unbelievable. It's happened before that. Anyway, he took it, Gibbs-White, and missed, put it wide, but then he scored 2 minutes later. Anyway, so first one is Gordon. The next one to have a shot on target is Smith Rowe. He scored 2 goals in the tournament and 2 in qualifying. As I say, you're going to have to, I know I always repeat this, you're going to have to wait for the lineups. I do think they'll play them too, but he may opt for that Cameron Archer alongside Gordon. I don't know, but I do think them two will start. And my final selection is Spain's main striker, Abel Ruiz. He scored 3 goals in the tournament so far and 7 in qualifying. So he's the biggest danger for Spain. So them three to have a shot on target and a draw, bet builder pays 12-1. If you wanted to add a booking, I looked at the most likely, in my eyes, who'd get a booking. And it's a player called, it's a midfielder, defensive midfielder called Alex Baena. And he'll be watching, I mean, Gibbs-White, by the way, is assisted loads. He's like the main danger for us for assists. And also Curtis Jones, tricky player as well in midfield. So this Alex Baena, I think, will be trying to look after them. And them are two tricky players. So if you want to...
I'll just spell his name, Dave.
His surname, Baena.
So.
If you add him to your bet builder, it's 12-1, my bet builder. If you add him to get booked, it takes it up to 50-1. So it's worth a couple of quid just for a, just to keep an eye out for a booking, I think.
I'm doing that. Or even at least throw him in for one or two fouls, maybe. That'll be a decent odds as well, won't it?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, well, yeah, that might even be the better option, mate. You know, with who he's up against.
Chris. Oh, Chris.
So that's me.
Chris, what do you think of the bet builder, Chris?
Dog will tell you. he thinks it's a bit woof.
Oh my god.
Just waiting for the bin men now, Dave.
They've been.
They've been. See what you're doing.
Yeah, laws going in all kinds here.
Very professional, this podcast today, isn't it, with him? So
do you know what we need? We need the outsiders back to help us here.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hi guys. So go on, that's me done, Ian. Do you want to go on the horses, mate?
Yeah, it's up to Chris. Chris is the host. What does Chris think? Hey, that'll go down well on the podcast, Chris. No on Spotify. The thumbs up from Chris.
I'm still going mental here. You can hear it. Just... right.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to go. Great racing today. What's he doing? Great racing on Saturday, mate. All on ITV. All on ITV. Sandown and Haydock. The email's already gone out with a couple of decent fancies today. And I don't know if you've seen this. I wanted Chris back to this. Someone's messaged us. One of our subscribers has messaged us today. No one Facebook Messenger.
I've seen it. What's the horse again?
I can't tell you, can I? It's a subscriber horse, that one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it's one of the ones that's gone out on the email. I don't know if Chris seen it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Sorry, that's me. Yeah.
So we just had a nice little message before, Chris. Obviously, I sent the subscribers' horses out. And coincidentally, one of our subscribers is a co-owner of one of the horses I've tipped up on the emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he messaged us and said, I'm co-owner of this one. We think it's got a good chance, fingers crossed, on Saturday. So, you know, hopefully it wins for both of us there.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Which would be good, yeah. Right, so on to these for the podcast tips this week. So, I say great racing, Sandown and Haydock. An each way lucky 15 for us with some for big prices this week. And obviously you can play singles and doubles and whatever else, but I'm just going to put them in an each way lucky 15. Well, I already have, and it pays massively, this one. I think a £1 each way lucky 15 pays about £6,000 or something if it comes in. So, you know, 50 pence each way, lucky 15 to do you, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
so let's kick off. Sandown 150. It's a sprint race to get us off. And at Sandown, ideally, you want a low draw. You want a fast start. It's a proper fast track. And if you can bag that rail and get a good start, then you've got a better chance than most. And there's a horse called Marshman who's been running in all the top level races this season. Absolute speedball, and has just been getting found out a little bit against its elders. It's running against its elders for the first time this season, and it deserves to get its head in front. It's drawn low, it's really fast. You're going to hate this. Ryan Moore's been booked, he's on board, which I think is a really good booking for a horse like this. And it's 6-1. There's a danger in this, which is Anaf. Anaf's drawn quite wide, though. If Anaf was drawn low and could guarantee a fast start, I think I'd be all over that. But given the draw, given the fact that this is a speed one, and I do like the fact that Ryan Moore's been booked, Marshman in the 150 at Sandown is going to be the first in the lucky. Staying at Sandown, the 225, massive race this. I think there's about 20 runners in it or something like that. I've gone on like the stats pack. I've gone full Dave on this. looked at the trends, so you know the age, the weights, the ratings, the course form. I like doing that in the handicaps. I've done that on two of our horses today. And I've landed on a horse called Silent Film, which is 12-1. William Buick rides for Ian Williams. He's got course form, but actually his recent form's quite good as well, and he ticks loads of boxes. And I'm pretty confident, you know, I'm going to do this one on its own as well. Actually, I'm going to do singles on all of them. But at 12-1, this is overpriced.
Or was it gone? Oh, looks like we've lost him now as a good actor.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back. Are you back, Ian?
I'm back, yeah. I don't know what happened then. Yeah, just all three of us went off for a minute then. And then it's over to Adoc then for the last two in the lucky.
Just recap that last one, mate, because it froze on us.
Oh, sorry, mate. So that was Silent Film in the 225 at Sandown. I was saying try and get it on a little bit earlier because I think the 12-1 will probably disappear. Next up, we've got the 240 at Haydock, which is the Lancashire Oaks. A big race of the day over there. I think Cecil Road can come and win this. He won over course and distance last time. It's a proper wide open race. A back time lock last time, Cecil Road beat it. There's a horse called Louisa Casati that beat time lock the time before that. And the Gosdens have got the favourite at short odds. But actually, I think Cecil Road for William Haggis has still got improvement in it, and that's 9-2. So I like the look of that. So that's the 240. And finally, in the 315, it's the Old Newton Cup. Again, about 20-odd runners in this, looking for an each way. So I went down the stats pack again. So looked at the age of the previous winners, the ratings, the weights it was carried, how long since its last run. I just went through everything. Landed on a horse called Max Sud in this 9-1 each way.
Name that wins.
9-1. I think it's got loads in its favour. Ran a decent race at Ascot last time, actually. It was pulling so hard, and it was still in the first two, turning for home, about two furlongs, furlong half to go. It looked like it was going to end up tailed off. It only got beat about five lengths in the end. If the horse can settle, I think he's got a hell of a chance in this. So there's our each way lucky 15, all on ITV. Great. All on ITV. Marshman, Silent Film, Cecil Road, and Max Sud. Be unbelievable if they come in. But if we get one or two winners at those prices, you've paid for your bet. Yeah, you've paid for your bet. What I would recommend, which I haven't put on this, is doing a place only ACHA on the four of them.
I've really got into them.
Yeah, you go close, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing at these odds, you could actually do a place only lucky 15 as well, you know. Because if you think like the Silent Film, you're probably going to get 5-2, 3-1 for that. Marshman, you'll probably get 6-4. Max Sud, you'll probably get 7-4, 2-1. So actually, a lucky 15 on place only prices would be good as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm at a wedding on Saturday. Actually, a regular listener to this, actually, Chris K. So all the best for Saturday, mate. I'm off to his wedding. So that'd be us crowding around somebody's phone.
Chris, hopefully not Chris K's.
yeah, his wedding, yeah. So, that'll keep us nicely entertained all day. Dave, what I was going to say to you before I got rudely interrupted by the courier. She wouldn't leave it, would she? Normally they just knock on and they just leave them.
Yeah.
This one wasn't taking that, no way. She was wanting me to answer that door, wasn't she?
She knows who you are, Chris. She knows who you are. She was probably watching live on Facebook.
She wanted a chat.
Yeah, probably. But I just snatched it out of her hand. Anyway, so what I was gonna say, Dave, on the football there, I know it's boring of me to say, but either team on penalties is 5-1.
That's really good.
Yeah,
good. So I'm going to have a do with that, mate. I think either team in extra time is fives as well, but I'm going to do either team on pen. So I think with the bet builder, the initial one that you said, I'm going to have two. I'm going to have your initial bet builder without the fouls or the bookings, and I'm going to throw either team on penalties in it as well at five.
Hopefully, yeah.
So I'm away at that wedding, but so I'm going to spend the day at this wedding, just crouched around my phone watching sport all day.
But in the bar at the back.
No change there then.
My missus will be made up.
Yeah. I bet she's looking forward to that weekend now.
Yeah. So brilliant. Thanks, fellas. I've had a little look at the rugby league for this weekend. Like I mentioned earlier, I think it's pretty tough this week. Warrington Saints on Sky tonight. I mean, me and Ian went watching Warrington last week, didn't we? They were poor. They were saying before the game it was a must-win game last week. They said it, players who were out injured, everyone across the club was saying it was a must-win game, and they got hammered. They didn't even get out of
it. I tell you what, Chris, you're saying they were poor. You're being kind to them there.
Well,
they were awful, weren't they?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So that in my head, I mean, I could be completely wrong. I've gone for Warrington +8 tonight at home. They cannot be as bad again. The massively under the coach is under pressure.
Have they got any players back, Chris, that weren't playing last week?
No, the one who that the main playmaker, George Williams, he's still out. I think he'll be back for Wigan next week. But he's still out. But I'm going for Warrington +8, just on the basis of they can't be as bad. They're at home again. They've got to pull some out tonight. Saints haven't been that good recently. So Warrington +8. If they score early on, get the crowd on their side.
Yeah. Is that the even money, Chris?
10 to 11 even money, depending where you're shopping about.
Ballsy won that, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
Chris, you're on mute.
Yeah, I know. I can hear you. You're on mute. I've also gone for Wakefield Trinity at +14. Poor side, but last week they hammered. I called them the other week when they actually won, didn't they? I think they beat Leeds or something. I fancied them to get some. Last week, they hammered Salford 32-6 or something like that. So they might have just turned the corner a little bit. So I've got them at 14 start at home on the back of a good result last week against Wigan. Now, Wigan, although picking up wins, no great shakes, you know what I mean? They're just grinding out results and stuff, missing a lot of kicks, that kind of stuff. So Wakefield Trinity +14 and Warrington Wolves +8 as a double pays just over 2.5 to 1. If you want to throw it into a treble, I was unsure, and I've done Catalan at home with -16. I just think they'll be too good for Huddersfield at home. If you put that in as a treble, that pays you just short of 6 to 1. So that's Wakefield +14, Warrington +8, and Catalan -16.
Sound.
Like I say, I'm not smashing out there saying, listen, get your mortgage on it. That's what I fancy. I won't go too big. The double maybe, but Warrington might throw you out, but I've already backed them. That's what I'm going on this week.
Happy days, mate. You've been in form on the rugby, so that'll do for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds so brilliant, lads. So a lot of sport to look forward to this weekend. A reminder that if you do want to subscribe, we've got a nice little winner for the subscribers last week at 9 to 4. That's at weekendinsider.co.uk. It's just £10 a month and your first month is free. And one for the weekend outsiders, remember, if you're not listening, you're not winning. Till next time.
See you, boys.